Tony Wright has been released from prison after serving more than two decades behind bars for crimes he did not commit. Wright and some of the jurors from his second trial talked today in Philadelphia about the case and his new freedom, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Wearing a blue button-down shirt and a black blazer, Tony Wright paused before speaking to contemplate a quarter century of confinement. He wiped tears from his eyes.
Oh, man, 25 years, man.
Wright's attorneys convinced the judge to order DNA tests of the Chicago Bulls sweatshirt and jeans police said he wore when a 77-year-old neighbor was raped and murdered in 1991. Then Wright was granted a new trial, and the jury acquitted him. Wright says police framed him and coerced him into signing a confession. When police arrested him at 20 years old, he had a toddler.
I want somebody to look my son in his face and explain to them why his dad was gone for 25 years. For what?
The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office decided to retry him, saying Wright may have been an accomplice to the murder. Shayna Batis didn't believe prosecutors. She was juror number one.
I literally cried tears of sadness at times during the trial and tears of joy after the foreperson announced our verdict.
That forewoman was Grace Greco.
I almost felt that I knew Tony personally as I was listening to the evidence for the last 2 weeks. You know, I just felt like it was, I can't even put it into words. It just was overwhelming.
The Innocence Project helped win a new trial for Wright. The group says he is the 344th inmate in the country to be freed after DNA tests. Here's Wright again.
When the DNA results came back and said that I wasn't the guy, I didn't care what happened after that. The world knows that I was innocent of this crime for which I was accused and charged and convicted of.
Wright fought in appeals courts for years before landing a new trial. He recalls hearing that inmates in other states were being released after DNA tests.
People being exonerated with the same type of cases, and I couldn't figure out why it wasn't happening for me.
One of the first things he did Tuesday night when he walked out of the prison cell, asked his legal team for a sweet treat.
They got me the best piece of cheesecake. I think it was a vanilla cream. It was unbelievable, man. I was eating so much they had to take it away from me.
Wright's attorney wouldn't comment on whether he'll file a civil suit for compensation after his unjustified time in prison. While that's being thought over, Wright says he has another priority: to go to Florida and visit his 90-year-old grandmother and give her a big hug. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.